Hi, Margo, are you there?
Hello, yes. Hello, Dr. Rice.
Hello,
my
ma'am. What
situation is this. I have been doing some blood tests because I was very tired. My cells are fine. Everything is good except for the ferritin level. It has gone down as low as 17 at times. And so after all the iron pills, liquid iron, supplementation, everything, eating spinach too, I think I'm going to turn green.
Okay.
Nothing helped. They finally started doing infusions, but I have to go through this yo-yo up and down, feeling good and not feeling good. And I thought you might have a solution.
Well, I can give you some clues, ma'am. One of those is that ferritin is not actually iron. I'm sure you know that. It's the carrier. It's the carrier for iron. And so relying on ferritin to tell you about iron is like looking at the suitcase without looking at the contents. But you do need that suitcase to carry the contents around, don't we? So if your ferritin stays low, then, oh my goodness, it's not going to carry around so well, and that might be a factor in keeping you on the anemic side. So what do you do to improve ferritin? Since it's made by the liver, we start working on improving liver function, ma'am.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. Now, one of the ways that I know it might sound a little tad gross, but it really does help our own livers, and that's eating organic liver. And there is an outfit out of Portland that sells organic liver. You can look it up online, organic liver for sale or whatever. So that's one way of doing it. The second thing is that there are a variety of botanicals which help to support liver function. And if you just go online to herbs that help my liver, you'll find a list of them. And I would be using those and possibly eating the organic liver, because organic liver's got everything in it that the liver needs to work with. And then the herbs that support liver, well, they're not quite as good, but really there's some of them have been used in traditional medicine for a number of years and do help improve liver function. So I think that's the way I'd go, ma'am, is trying to get your liver activated rather than picking on the iron. One other thing, though, and this is sometimes relevant, not always, and that is I'd get me a hair mineral analysis. You can order your own if you want to through Meridian Valley Laboratory. And yes, I am the medical director there, but the reason I'm talking about it at all is it checks all the minerals. And not only does it check iron, ma'am, but it also checks, for example, copper, which is absolutely essential to get the iron to work. One of a relative of mine was anemic for 5 years until her husband moved to take a job as an executive at a copper mine, and there was enough copper in the air that she breathed it in, and what do you know? She got over being anemic. I am not kidding you. That's a family story. Yeah. So you want to check your iron. You want to check your copper. You want to check cobalt. Cobalt is real important for helping the iron to work, too. So anyway, hair mineral analysis, and then have a doctor.
Should I make an appointment at your clinic? Because I've been trying to do that. I have friends that have gone there, and they suggested to me that I come in.
Yes, ma'am. Here's why. You might want to get the hair mineral analysis, which you can order on your own, and insurance never covers it anyway, even if you have insurance.
I know, they
don't.
Yeah.
But have that with you when you go in to see the doctor, because that way you won't have to have the doctor tell you, oh, you need to do that test and come back later. Just have it with you. Is there anything on this?
Exactly.
Is there anything on this test that's relevant to my iron not making my blood cells?
That's right. Okay. Well, I've taken B12 shots. I've taken all the other things that normal doctors tell you to do until, you know, but nothing seems to help. So.
Well, okay, ma'am.
Should the liver be eaten sort of more to the rare side, or does it matter or not?
There's no research on that, but if we think about what cooking does, yeah, you'd want to make it as rare as possible to keep all the components intact.
Okay. Now, does it make a difference? Somebody said also to take it with vitamin C.
Absolutely, but that only applies to the iron. Vitamin C and iron taken at the same time do absorb the iron better, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so very much, Dr. Wright. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling.
Have a good day. Okay.
You
bye-bye.
Too.